Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh. Yes, to death. Coming right off the mountain. I'm so blessed, so happy. Winding down the year, I am grateful and thank you for all who are listening around the world, right in the palm of your hand. I am your host, your boy Joey Fresh. Ladies and gentlemen, talk about a crazy week, a productive week, a blessed week. This past weekend, I was able to celebrate a birthday. Also celebrate with the fellas Thursday. Been taking part on this brotherhood every Thursday, meeting a lot of new brothers here in California. And they have a fellowship for, a brother Christ fellowship among men that come together Thursdays, you know, learn about the word, express life experience among each other, and be honest. You know, having this privilege on meeting and connecting with a lot of new people here, it's a blessing, you know, because shout out to Eric, shout out to Josh, there's so many Joshes, shout out to Marcus, shout out to everyone that attends, Pastor Bruce. You know, sometimes in life, ladies and gentlemen, you need a community. Could be a male community, could be a couple community, could be a female community, as long as it's among you, sacred grounds to express and vent. And I had the privilege, thanks for Eric and his household and all the brothers that attend Thursdays. You know, I said some pretty stuff that it's kind of hard for a guy to talk to among, especially on the air. But it's not being vulnerable, ladies and gentlemen. You know, today, I didn't realize, and this is one of the topics I was expressing. And before I get into the segment, I want to just touch base on this, that, you know, I was thinking about it all day and posting. There was this post that I recreated on my social media. Says, long story short, I survived. Long story short. You know, it is so hard that when life hits you and it's crumbling down on you, sometimes you think the unbearable of suicide. And I expressed this when I almost committed suicide on February 3rd. And it's almost coming around 2 months for my anniversary, 10 months in. Looking at that video, tearing up. And ironic, I saw another video on TikTok how this gentleman was expressing that 200,000 suicide attempts in a month. And he was breaking down the numbers. If I'm correct, around, so 200,000 a month, per week, I think 60,000 per week, per day, I think it was 40,000 per day. And it was breaking down all the way to the seconds. Out of four deaths a day, three of them are men. Think about it. There's three men per day. Three men that committed suicide. And I was 20 seconds away. 20 seconds. And I was, you know, I was in the restroom crying, not crying, like just tearing, because I survived. I'm here meeting new people. I'm in California. I'm not in Texas. Meeting a lot of new people. If I would have gave my life February 3rd, there wouldn't be no more episodes. There wouldn't be no more experience. There wouldn't be more sharing. You know, I've met this amazing woman, Josh's mother, Sam, a life coach. Never heard that before, but I'll take it. You know, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, that we can't control the outcome of life. We can't. You know how much every day I plan, like, this is how it's going to go, and never goes, you know, you could get maybe like 75% of what you plan, and the other 75% something different. And I look at it, it's God's will, God's way. I have gained so much closer to the higher power of God each and every day, from almost taking my life away. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you for taking time out your day to listen to me. And I hope this inspires you, and hope this will make you think that, is it worth it? You know, everyone has problems. You know, so how can you solve them, and how can you move on from them? You know, I also learned this from another Josh. He said, L is a learner. L is not a loser. It's a learner. When you fail in a situation, fail in your job, fail in your career, fail in your sports, anything, it's not reflecting that you're a loser. It's reflecting on a learner. What are you gathering to better yourself on the next event, on the next business, on the next obstacle? What are you learning in that moment? I love how he embraced, I love how he shared, and I love how he was able to give me some amazing knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of knowledge around you. Just got to tap into it. Let me rephrase that metaphor. Don't keep your head down while you're walking. Don't keep your head down while you're walking. Because you're going to miss an opportunity that's going to be right in front of you. You know? So today's topic, as we're tapping into December, going a couple weeks, couple days away. Ladies and gentlemen, we're a couple days away. And reflect. You know what? This segment is going to be your story. What's your story? What is your story to share to others? What is your story to reflect? What is your story to help? I post this on my social media. I use my Facebook more as like my Twitter. Because Twitter right now, there's a lot of controversy going on with Elon Musk. And I respect him. A lot of people are not with him. A lot of people are against him. But he is doing the most to express the First Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, politicians, it goes both ways, you know. But at the end of the day, you have your rights. You're going to get them garnished. And moving forward, I'm moving away from big brands like Nike and Adidas. I feel like you're going to let a clothing company, dictate your pocket. So you're telling me that a shoe company is going to be part of politics? Doesn't have to be. You're a brand. Your fabric, how are you taking part in a political standpoint? And that's just me, you know, me saying that makes perfect sense. You are a wearing brand, you're not in office, so it's kind of hard for you to dictate someone's position on someone's payroll. But you know what, it's your business, you run it as you want to. I'm not going to support it. I think I'm going to move more to Reebok or create my own clothesline. And I'm actually am. I was thinking about that walking and contemplating and thinking about my podcast tonight. How can I really engage it? But look, and I was going back to what I said on my Facebook, is that you have a testimony, ladies and gentlemen. You have a story. Take a second. Take 5 seconds. Take 5 seconds. Look at what you did this year. Look what have you accomplished. Look what you've gone through. Look at the obstacles that you've been through. 5 seconds. And you're here today. I know, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. Think about it right now. Think about these 5 seconds. When you saw that ball drop for Happy New Year's of 2022, each day turns into each month. And look at you listening. Look at you hearing. Look at you reflecting of all those memories. 5 seconds. Pat yourself on the back. Pat yourself on the back. You know, you did the most that a lot of people are not willing to do. You did the most that a lot of people won't have the bravery, the strength. And I'm not decrediting anyone. No. It's that certain people don't have that. Oh man, how can I explain it? That strong fight. You could fight, but it's that strong fight. Like, oh my God. It's that fight that when you keep getting knocked down, you'll be all bruised up, all bloody out, swollen eye, broken jaw. But you'll still get up. You'll still get up. You know, I pray for those who are a drug addict, because it's a battle itself. It's a battle itself. You know, driving here, driving around California, looking, seeing, and you know, it upsets that there's certain individuals that need the money, certain individuals that abuse the money. And I'm not here to judge. No. I just encourage that when it is moved by me, and I have learned, don't think about it. Let it move you. So if you're in a moment like, am I going to bless someone? Let God bless me to help someone. And you will feel it. Like, this is, I don't know how to explain. You will just know that this is a person you may help. You know, because if I had the resources and the finance and the money financially set, oh, of course I would love to help everyone. But sometimes you have to let it read to you. It's the energy. You got to let the energy read, you know, because you're just going to help. If you want to help, it's cool to help. But you will know if it's for a reason or it was not for a purpose. And the ones for not a purpose, they're abusing the system. And it's not your fault, but it's just how certain people just play the system. Because, you know, there's certain families that need it and that they're not. They're so prideful, and I take it. I understand it, ladies and gentlemen. For me, from living out of my vehicle, for telling people to help me, to call people to send me money, no. I figured it out myself. Like, I will hustle and a bustle, and you know, shout out to Pastor Bruce for helping me. He helped me with a little bit, you know? He helped me a little bit. Shout out to my mom. But I hustled. I worked. Like, today's like nonstop, 4 weeks. 4 weeks. I've been grinding. And I took today off just to rewind, not to get burnt out. And tomorrow I'm gonna get back on so I can start grinding and getting back everything. And I bought some stuff. some clothes, some new clothes that, you know, I'm going to be doing more content on my social media, you know. So, same thing, you know, Joey Fresh. Find me on IG. Find me on Facebook, the Joey Fresh. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, I think I'm going to start doing... you know what I'm going to start doing is making a social media for the Joey Fresh show. Start making some content. Before I move forward into this, if you'd love to subscribe and help the platform, there's a button to donate $1, $5, $10 monthly. I really appreciate it because going into 2023, my goal at the end of this month is to have a live podcast and have you know, some new hosts, new audience, new guest speakers on the air, and you know, meeting a lot of new entrepreneurs around here. I love for them to express their journeys. I'm big on the obstacle. I'm big on obstacle because the challenging part of creating your own business, going through these hoops, sacrificing the 1, 2, 5, 10 years of your life to get where you're at. You know, I'm not where I'm at now, but I'm heading where I'm going. I'm manifesting, you know, and I've fallen. I'm not holy. I've fallen, you know, but you keep yourself disciplined. Keep yourself disciplined. Get yourself back in order. You know, if you mess up in your routine, hey, tomorrow, you know, don't let the day ruin you. It's ironic how I've been listening to a lot of certain categories on my Facebook or social media that don't let the energy carry over. That's a good one. Don't let the energy carry over. I think I'm going to Facebook that. Because we carry the weight. And we let that weight build up each and every day. That you're holding back on your full potential when you're worrying about things that happened weeks ago or months ago. And it could be the little things. It could be a family situation. It could be life, wife, boyfriend, husband, kids. You know, pass away, death. It's a lot. You know, as humans, if we could see how much weight that we carry, you could basically imagine. So I encourage you, take 5 seconds before you go to bed. This is what, first start off with the bad stuff. This is what the bad happened. And start off with this, what the good happened. Always, you know what? Always finish with what did you accomplish that was good. Because then now you're going to have a clean slate tomorrow, you know? So, ladies and gentlemen, going back onto my topic, you did it. Your story. Share it among your peers. Share it among your friends. You don't know who needs to hear it. And own it. Own that story. It's authentic. It's real. It's unique. So tell your story. It's your testimony of where you've been this whole year. Your ups and downs, your obstacles, left, right. But you did it. You did it. And looking back, man. And I talked about this on my previous podcast. And reflecting, you know, reflect. And I wanted to share that with you guys because we're about to go into a new year, you know. There's a lot of new development still working on, you know, getting back into everything tomorrow, right now. Taking it easy, being lazy. It's okay to have one lazy day. You deserve it. You're not built to be a robot and grind, 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 grind. Even the rich takes a day off or a week off, but you know, I'm gonna start changing lives. You know, it's what do you do in your day to accomplish your night? Ooh, that's fire. I thank God. Thank God so much. You know, thank God. You know, you have to be in your part in your life that when you say, I thank God, it means so much. Like a word, when you say a word, it has no meaning. But when you say a word, it has so much strong meaning. You know? Let's recap real quick. 5 seconds. Went full-time entrepreneur with no money, started my business. Almost committed suicide, started making profits, moved to Cali, lived out of a vehicle. A little bit homeless, but grinded. Now, look where I'm at. You know? And you know one thing? I'm a person, and this is me just speaking freely. I will rather work 10 times harder before I get asked for a handout. Like, if it's like, oh man, like it's... people say, oh, that's so prideful. You have so much ego. It's not that. It's not that. It's like, if God blessed me with 2 hands and 2 feet... there's no excuse. I can't use that as an excuse for myself. I can't use that as an obstacle that let me at least do the most I can. If I can't accomplish, then hey, yeah, of course, I am blessed and thankful for God having the people around me and the people in my corner willing to help me. Yeah, but I'm not gonna not try. Ladies and gentlemen, you just cannot try and start asking. Give the benefit of doubt to yourself and do the most. If you can't do it, hey, do you already know that God bless you somebody that you're able to? Be that hard worker. Be that hard worker. Oh, I could just keep going, all the things I've been listening, you know? This guy said, where you want your money to be at is when you stop looking at the clock. And I was like, oof. Where you want your money to be at, you need to stop looking at the clock. I'm like, dang. Hit my soul. You know, there's always a reason and a lesson that you go through in life to always elevate you, to build that character, to build your stamina, to build the new version of you. Is it going to be easy? No. I'll be honest with you. It's not going to be easy. Remember, what you say and what you think, it's going to go. It's going to happen. You're manifesting. It's not going to play out as you think. It will never plan out as you think. Remember, only 25% it will. The other 75% is going to be a test. And that's me just expressing my experience. Maybe, hey, maybe it's 50-50. Maybe it's 75-25. Maybe it's 100%. Everyone's different. Everyone's not going to be the same, but that's the difference. It's that you're not the same person as like everyone else. So congratulate you, number one. And number two, let's get ready. Share your story and don't be too cocky. Share it like you mean it. Share it what you went through. You know, I don't go around and say, hey, yo. You know, almost committed suicide. Yeah. No. There's a moment when you hear someone's venting and someone's problems and you're like, nah, that's... Let me tell you, like, I know, I hear what you're saying, but it can't be worse. Why is that? Talking to a person who almost committed suicide. What you're going through, it's not that bad. It's the way you share it that means it, because people, I don't know how God works, but I've met people like, man, I just want to end my life, and so much drama and so much problems. I'm like, you don't know what you're asking for. And it's easy to think about it. It's easy. So easy. You know? I'm happy that I haven't had those thoughts even recently. Even living out my vehicle, I just asked, like, well, God, what's next? Like, why you had me living in the car? I didn't think about suicide like I did when I had no money. I began in February, snowed in, problems on top of problems. State wouldn't give my ID. The car was broken. It was just problems on bills were just piling. My commission never got sent. Like, it, you know how it's crazy? I had $2,500 coming to me. And they never, till today, it's been a 1 year anniversary. Till today, they never send my $2,500 commission check. It's like, oh, yeah, we got it. And I, the whole month, they're like, it's in the mail, it's sending each and every week. Oh, yeah. Never sent it. You know how much that put me in debt? You know how much that messed everything up? You know, and I realized that suicide is all tied to financials, hands down. It's because how can you pay for things if you don't have the money for it? You know? So, but you know, God had a bigger plan and a bigger vision for me. You know, 20 seconds before taking my life, you know, when someone came knocking on the door, my friend at the time, you know, help me. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, the story that you have, what you're battling, what you're overcoming, share that. It's your story. It's your story. So share it and embrace it. Because you don't know who needs to hear it. You don't know who needs to experience it. Because you live it, you share it. Ooh, you live it, you share it. Life is too short. Life is too short. We make it longer than what it is, but reality is short. It's really short. You know, I miss my grandma. I miss everyone. But I'm here to build. I'm here to create. I am here to dive in and generate long-term longevity. You know, I'm sacrificing this. The time I'm spending with my grandma, the time that my family, like, it's crazy that others will go against you because they can't see the vision that you have destined for yourself. You know, I love my grandma. I love her to death. She had done so much for me. She actually saved me from almost dying at the age of 6 months. Because it's not my mom's fault. I was the first child. My mom didn't know how to take care of me. So my grandma helped me, you know. My mom wasn't a bad parent. She just, you know, was first child, didn't know how to help, you know, just, but look, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it's crazy thinking about that, that I've almost died multiple times, like 5 times. That's another story. But just thinking about it, because my grandma, it's crazy. Drowning, head on crash, almost missed, like less than a second. You know, suicide. drive by. God has a reason. God has a purpose. By you listening, ladies and gentlemen, by you listening, I want to encourage you. You're here for a reason and a purpose. Just think about it. Things could have gone different for you. Things would have happened that you won't be here today. And you're just looking at yourself like, phew, you're right. Yeah, that's what you got to say. You got to thank God. You know, prayer is so powerful. We don't do it as much and we abuse it. Prayer is so powerful and I thank God so much. Thank Him. I mean, I don't have much, but I have Him. I'm human. You know, I'm human. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you and I thank you so much for taking your time out. And you know, I was going through recognition off of Spotify. I want to share this. I'm kind of happy. You know, it brings me joy because next year is going to be my 6th year. Seeing a lot of people around the world that my podcast or the top 5 or in America, Colombia, Sweden, Canada, Mexico, Australia. And, you know, I'm thankful for all my listeners around the world, you know, being the top 5 and top 15 most listened. I appreciate that. It means a lot. It means a lot. Like, because this is like my little therapy. I share my experience, you know. Keep it authentic. Keep it real. You know, because you don't know the journey. The journey makes you. The journey makes you. And I thank God. The journey makes you. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy for you listening. Palm in your hand. So as I end, I embrace you. I pray that you share your testimony, your journey, your story for someone that needs it. Someone needs to listen to what you have to offer, because you all know of what your testimony is going to impact someone else's life. And that's encouragement. We are here to encourage others, not abuse others. So I pray that you encourage the person next to you and share this. You know, that's one thing. If you're not able to subscribe, just share this podcast. It's free to share it because you don't know who may need to hear it. And as we leave, I would love to say a prayer for you. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, to the listener on the other side of this, I pray for them. Pray for their journey that you have in store for them. I pray that you are with them, walking among them each and every moment, second, and day. You are the fruit and you are the way. You guide them, not just because they request or demand, but by your fruit of your will, that you will guide them by your soul and heart. Let their story impact on who they share it among who needs it. You gave us life, you gave us air, you gave us a spirit to share among each other. And I pray that they are well protected against the evildoer, against the wrongdoer, and against evil comers. Because your powerful will is your powerful lesson. And I pray for those who are on the other side around the world who hear your blessing. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Fresh. I encourage you, know the phrase. Got to get up and go get it. It's not going to come to you. So be encouraged. tell your story, applaud yourself, and you stay blessed.